Trump lawyers: Nathan Wade's cell phone data contradicts testimony, could constitute perjury. By Wendell Hasebo on February 23, 2024. Cell phone data obtained from AT&T through subpoena strongly suggests that Nathan Wade made 35 trips to Fulton County Prosecutor Fani Willis's Happyville neighborhood, contradicting his testimony of just 10 visits. An affidavit filed Friday by Trump attorneys contends. The filing, if true, suggests Wade might have committed perjury. Fulton Superior Court Judge Scott McAfee will decide whether to admit the affidavit and the phone records into evidence. Willis is the lover of Wade, a fellow prosecutor she hired to prosecute former President Donald Trump in the election interference case. Trump and co-defendant Mike Roman accuse Willis of maintaining an improper romantic relationship with Wade. Wade testified that his relationship with Willis began in 2022 after Willis opened the case against Trump in 2021. The affidavit appears to contradict that contention, the Atlanta Constitutional Journal reported. Trump's lawyers relied on data collected from Wade's cell phone and cell phone tower transmissions to track his movements. It seems to contradict Wade's testimony last week in which he said he had visited Willis at her condo in Happyville no more than 10 times before he was hired in November 2021. It also indicates Wade twice arrived late at night at the condo and left early the next morning in the months before Willis and Wade said their relationship became romantic early in 2022. Both Wade and Willis testified last week that they did not spend the night together at the Happyville condo. The timeline is important for two reasons. If Willis and Wade were a couple before she hired him, it raises the prospect that she may have violated at least the spirit of anti-nepotism rules, though Fulton's policy specifically focuses on family members. More importantly, both Willis and Wade have testified under oath that the relationship began in 2022. If defense attorneys can prove that they lied under oath, it could constitute perjury. The affidavit notes that Willis and Wade made 2,000 phone calls to each other during the first 11 months of 2021. They also exchanged about 12,000 texts. During Wade's testimony, he claimed the cell phone records would be incorrect if they contradicted his testimony. So, if phone records were to reflect that you were making phone calls from the same location as the condo before November 1st of 2021, and it was on multiple occasions, the phone records would be wrong? A Trump lawyer asked Wade. If phone records reflected that? Yes, sir, Wade replied. They'd be wrong? Trump's lawyer asked. They'd be wrong, Wade said. Related, judge calls for a recess after Fani Willis throws tantrum on the witness stand. Wendell Hasebo is a political reporter with Breitbart News and a former GOP war room analyst. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality. Follow Wendell on X @WendellHasebo or on Truth Social @WendellHasebo.